Parshas Truma, it goes through all the kelim in the Mishkan. And we know that the kelim are not just, you know, pieces of furniture put into the Mishkan just for the devoted purposes, but every single cup of the Mishkan, every kli, every single midah, every single material, every single one of the pieces has, you know, ramazim, rimzim ramazim, desodas haTorah, and of the Bria, and everything else. We know that the Sfarim tell us the makor of brachos in this world comes to the Mishkan, based on Mikdash. Sefer Chinuch even writes that in our schus of the avoda, in these kelim, that's what brings us our bracha. So Lamashal always says by the Shulchan, if we do avoda with lechem, that gives a shefa in the world of lechem. And so on and so forth. So know that every single kli in the Mishkan stands for something much more than just the actual avoda itself. So through this ramazim, you have to understand what each kli is going to represent, what's that shefa bracha which comes with each kli. There's two kelim which I felt need a little bit of havchan. You have to kind of distinguish between the two of them, which is the Aron and the Menorah. Both clearly are representative of Torah, as we'll discuss. Every other kli is very clear. You know, the Shulchan is very clear. That is the Makor of Parnasa, of Bracha, of Kesar Malchus in this world. The Mizbeach is Avoda. But the Menorah and Aron both are Torah, and the question is, what's the difference between the two? If they're both Torah, how do you distinguish? The Aron Kipshuto contains the Luchos. The Medrash tells us, he's also Gemara, the three Kesarim in Avos. You have three Kesarim in Avos. This is Keser Torah, Keser Kun, Keser Malchus. And there's three Kelim that has Zerim upon them. You have a Zer on the Aron, you have a Zer on the Shulchan, you have a Zer on the Mizbeach HaZav. So the Medrash connects the two and says that the Zer, the crown you have on the Aron, is Keser Torah. The crown you have on the Mizbeach is Keser Avoda, and the crown you have on the Shulchan is Keser Malchus, because the Melch's job is to make sure he's Mashpia to the nation. So we see already the Keser Torah is kind of the Aron. You have Midrashim at length discussing the Ramazim you have in the Aron to Torah, to Tumi Chachamim. So it's very clear the Aron's connected Torah. It's Pashin. There's an interesting diuk made by Chazal. It says, and by most of the Kalim, it says, V'asisa, you should make in the singular. By Aron, it says, V'asu. It says, you should make in plural. As we say down in Atlanta, y'all should make. You know, So you have to travel down south to figure it out. So it says it's Lashon Rabbim because Aron's connected Torah, and everyone should be Osik in Torah to be Zochet to Keser Torah. So the Aron's connected Torah. But the Menorah as well is connected Torah. Kinyan Mitzvah Torah Or. It says the Gemara Brachos, we'll see in the last parak, Mitzvah Hashem, Rosh Shemin Becholom, Yitzabim Lamor Torah. If you see oil in a dream, you should look forward to the Mor Torah. Obviously, the vote of Shemin in the Beis Hamikdash, we would see as the limit of or at least of Shemin, we would see as the menorah. Karmba Basra says, Rosa Shiach Gim Yadrim, if you want to be a Chacham, you should turn towards the south. The Remez, the Dover, says the menorah is in the south, because the menorah is connected to the Chachma, it's Torah. So we have all these different Ramazim. Rabin Bechaya also, Rabin Bechaya says on the Parsha, he says here, menorah is a Remez, the Torah, Hanikris Or. So we have to figure out this is a chiluk. You know, if you have two kelim both connected Torah, where do the two distinguish themselves? And you find a lot of chilukim as well. Number one, we pointed out, it says v'yasu by the Aron, v'yasisa of Menorah. If they're both Torah, and the point of v'yasu in plural is supposed to say that everyone should be zeichet the Torah, so then why is the Menorah different? We should all also be zeichet the Menorah, be zeichet the Torah. Like, why have the chiluk? The zer goes on the Aron, on the Menorah. Keser Torah is the Aron. Menorah is not Keser Torah. It's Torah, but there's no Keser Torah on the Menorah. There's no daily Avoda with the Aron, only on the Menorah. The Emes is no Avoda of the Aron at all. The closest thing you have to the Avoda of the Aron is in Yom Kippur, when they would do Hazayah, Bein Abadim. Even that, they wouldn't actually, the blood would not hit the Aron. It would go on the floor, connected to the Aron. People make the mistake and think actually we are sprinkling dam onto the Aron, or onto the Kapuras. It's not true. It'd be just it's on the floor in front of it. So you never did any Avoda with the Aron itself, and the Menorah is a daily Avoda. Obviously, the location is a big chiluk, the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the Aron and the Kodesh for the Menorah. What's interesting is Rashi brings down Parshat Baloscha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in his kasha, how to make the Menorah. He couldn't figure out how to make the Menorah. It's too difficult for him, because Baruch Hu had to show him how to make the Menorah. Eventually, he threw in the Kikar Zav into the fire, and the Menorah popped out. Moshe had the trouble making the Aron was not a problem. The Menorah was a problem for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's that chiluk? And then we have the famous Ramban and Baloscha, talks about how Aron HaKohen was upset, he wasn't involved in the Chnukos HaBayis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shelcha Kaim L'Olam, you're going to get the menorah, That's going to be your avoda. Yours is going to kaim la'olam. The Ramban talks about it to Rebbe's Chanukah, how Chanukah goes on even after the Chorban. But the unique avoda of Aaron Kohen is the menorah, and that's the Chazal Madgish is la'olam. That's the continues on forever. The question is, Aval Neros la'olam open the Pnei HaMenorah Yiru. The Neros are always going to be mayor, going to give light towards the menorah. That's something which is la'olam, which is mashma even after the Chorban. Whereas other avodas are only during the Zman HaMikdash. So we have to figure out these chilukim. And the MS is that we know that Torah is Nikris Or, Torah Or, and both of these kelim have to do with Or. Menorah is obvious, menorah gives off light. But the Aron, the Baal Torah points out, is the Lashon of Or, the Osios, or Oron Shel Yisrael. Because the Aron is Aleph Resh Vav Nun, because it contains within it Oron Shel Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. So, and we call it Torah Oraisa in Aramaic, which I think is really coming from the Lashon of Hora, but you still see the Lashon Or, and we call Torah Oraisa. But the difference is the Or, but you don't see the Or in the Aron. You don't see the Or. You see plenty of Or from the menorah, but the Aron is no Or that you see. Rather, the Or is kind of locked up in a box. It's in Kosher Kadashim. It contains the Oron Shel Yisrael in the box, but that Or never comes out. We don't see that Or shining. So you have to understand, what's the chilf between these two things? So I'm going to start with a medrash in Baluska. You know, if you find the menorah discussed both here in Truma, and you find it in Baluska as well, and it says in Baluska, it talks about the avodas menorah, and the medrash says Zeh Hashem Rakasuv Hashem Achafetz Leman Tzidkoy Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. The Baluska Saneros is that the pasuk says that Hashem wants Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, which is Magdil Torah. It's not because I need Neros that I command you to light Neros, rather it's for your own schus. Because it says, Kosh Baruch Hu is all the Or he wants. Nahora ime shrei is pasuk in Daniel. Gam choshech liyachshech mimcha, it says in Tehillim that darkness is not going to be make it dark for Kosh Baruch Hu. Lal klum yoyer, kosh chashich ka'ora, night is as light as day for Kosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't need our neiros. And that says teda. Well, I'll give you a raya. So you make a house. So you make your windows more narrow towards the outside, and then they get widened up on the inside. Because you want the or to be and you want it to kind of spread out through the house. It's not a big anymore, I guess, but that's how they used to do it. But the Beis HaMikdash is the opposite. Also, the windows were narrow on the inside, and they widened as they went out. So that the or would shine outwards. So the or of the menorah, the job was not to mayor inside, it's to mayor outside. That's the pasuk. It says, touching shkufim atumim means that they were shining outwards. Kosh Baruch Hu is cool or doesn't need our or, so why we have a mitzvah of or for our own schus, and that's the pshat leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. That's the pshat in the menorah. So I want to share a thought with you. It's based on the Siv HaMikdavar. I'm kind of putting it into my own words, but the Ikir Yisod is there, and it says the following. I think Torah comes down to us really with two different luchinas in a certain way. Number one, Torah is something we say preceded the Bria. Stak of Reza Bar Alma. Torah is the Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is far beyond us. It's Stuma. It's Ruchnias. It's in the Maral talks about all the time. It's something which is kind of out of our world. It's Das Hashem. It's infinite. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Anochi is an Atrikan Anashi Kasila Sihavis, which different Mepharshim say means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I put myself into Torah. Kilo, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm, you know, in the Torah, we're able to access the Kosh Baruch Hu's Chachma through the Torah. So there's a body of Torah which Kosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Even Moshe had trouble with it. It says Moshe Rabbeinu tried to learn Torah, kept forgetting it. At the end, he got his matana. So ultimately, even Moshe Rabbeinu himself had trouble understanding Torah. And Hashem at the end gave him matana. It says, okay, I'll give it to you matana because you yourself can't learn Torah. And the Gufa Torah which we got at Har Sinai, Torah Shevichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Gufo Shel Torah. This is something which Be'etzim is Rachav Min HaYom, something which is far beyond us, something which is kind of locked up. Sussum. The Luchos are stone. It's unchanging. It's immutable. We lock it up in a box in the Aron. It's inaccessible to us. We can't really be Masik. It's something which is far beyond us. I would suggest that the Lashon Aron also is Or Nun. We talk about the Nun Shari Bina. The Chachma comes in the 50 Shari Bina. And Moshe Rabbeinu can be masig all of them either. And the Aron contains everything, even that beyond which it can be masig. The Aron itself is Einu Min Amid, though. The Chazal tell us that you put the Aron in the room, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't take up any space. We can't imagine such things, but the Aron didn't take up space. He'd measure in the same amount of space as next to the Aron, as, you know, it didn't take up any space at all. So this is something which is far beyond our world. Something is locked away, kind of killed in a safe in the Aron, back in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in a room which no one enters into, inaccessible. It's Or, but the Or is inside the box. You can't get to the Or. There's no way for us to access that Or, even the Sheikhs. So that's one chilk of Torah, which is beyond us. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah Shebal Peh. In a way, there was something there which we couldn't access. And Moshe himself had trouble with it. It wasn't shaykh us. Like in Or HaGanus, that's Lomasho. The Medrash says, in the Medrash Tanchum Parshas Noach, it says that this Or HaGanus from Bereishis, Kosh Baruch Hu put away for Tzadikim, they're Amul and Torah. That's what it says. I mean, I'm going to use this as a mashal, and Lavdafka is the same thing, maybe it is, but the organos of Rishis is something which we could not use, but Tzadikim through Torah, through Yigi and Torah, are able to access it. So the Torah, Bishlemuso, the Gufa Shel Torah, which came to us in Har Sinai, something which is beyond us, inaccessible to us, not shaykh to us, but Tzadikim through Amelis have a way to get to Torah. And you see it in the image of the Mishkan, you see there's a Yanika from the Aron. I mean, no one goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No one sees the luchos. It's in a sealed box. We don't take off the kaporos. No one looks inside. But lamaisa, the Chazal depict that the badei aron, there's a din the bottom leisurim menu. It says that there's a mitzvah, there's an isser. Never take the bottom off the aron. The bottom remain on the aron forever. And Chazal say the bottom would poke through the paruchas. So if you were standing in the kodesh and you look towards the kodesh kodashim, you'd see these two poles poking through the paruchas. They wouldn't make a hole in it, but you'd see them jutting through. And Chazal say it's an image like shtei dadi isha. Like a nursing mother. And l'chora, it's an image to us to say that, you know, you have a way to be yonik from the Torah. You can't go inside. You're not going to have the Aron directly. But the Aron itself is like the nursing mother and giving out its milk. And there is a way which would be yonik from the Aron through the chokh of the menorah, which we'll talk about in a second. The menorah is positioned, mechutz l'peruchas ha'edus, the pasuk says a few times, which means it's keneged the peruchas. At the peruchas where you have these bottom jutting through, like the Shnei Dadi Isha. So what's our access to Torah? So the menorah is itself a kli which gives us the koach to access Torah. Gives a sheichas to it. It's a remez to the koach of pilpul, of human understanding, of our own application of Torah, chidushe Torah, all that's nechol on the menorah. They aren't something which is sasum and sealed off. They aren't something which we can use. Menorah, we have a vote of menorah, which we have sheiches. Avodah means we can actually put in our own 2 cents. We can be involved with it. The avodah of menorah is in nighttime. You light the neiros and they shine through the night. Chazal say that the olam hazeh is domel lalila, and you know the menorah lights up olam hazeh. That's how you view it. The menorah is shining through the night. It's the menorah is lighting up olam hazeh. It gives us sheiches to our world. The Torah is the beyond our world, no sheiches. But there's a way through the menorah we can let the light shine into the lila, shine into our world. It creates a light that we can actually use. Actually, usable light from the menorah, physical, usable light. And not only that, the image that we just said from the medrash is that the light is there with the windows opening towards the outside. I mean, the light of the menorah is supposed to be able to let Torah shine out to the world. There's a diuk made as I saw by Rav Chaim Friedland or Sosei Chaim. He says it's in Shekel Chanukah. He says that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that there's a nes and that the Nerma Ravi of the menorah would. It would burn longer than the other neiros, and it says, why do you have such a nace by the menorah? And it says, because Eidus hi sheshchina shora b'Yisrael. It's an Eidus for the world, the Shechina shora b'Yisrael. So it's medayik b'Yisrael. It's the Eidus that the Shechina can be shora upon Yisrael, upon a human being. It's shaykh to our world. There's a shaykhus to our world, to the people of the Shechina. That's what you see from that diuk. That's the menorah's purpose, is Shechina shora b'Yisrael, to show that the Shechina can be shora a human being. Torah on itself in the Aron is not shaykh to a human being. What human being is shaykh to the Aron? But through the menorah, there's an Eidus, the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael. When we call it the Gemara Basra, it says, Arotza Shiachkim Yadrim. So you can be like, Arotza Shiachkim. If you want to have Sheikhas, you want to have Chachma, look towards the menorah. If you want it, it's in the Ratzon. The menorah gives us the ability that we can actually understand. We can actually, ourselves, have some Sheikhas to what the Aron represents. There's a fascinating Medrash. It says that when Rabbi Tarfin used to hear a Chiddush that he agreed with, he would call out the words, Kaftar Vaferach. You find like Sfarim these days, in the back of the, I think, the Masifta Gemara, as they call it, Haftar Vaferach, I think is where it is, on the Farshim and the Galata. You find all the svarim throughout the Doros where if they say good pshat, they'll end up with kafta referach. It's from Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon used to call out kafta referach whenever he would hear a good pshat. It's strange. I mean, he's calling out the decorations on the menorah. But the word is that the menorah gave us the koach, the mechadish Torah. So when he heard a chiddush in Torah, which he thought was emes, he said, that's coming, we call it kafta referach. That's where it's coming from. The Gaon puts down a very interesting thing. He says there's 49 chalakim to the menorah. There's 22 gevim, there's 9 prachim, there's 11 kaftorim, and there's 7 kanim. Adds up to 49. Because it says it's a memtesh sharibina. The part of Torah which we do have shaykhus to are the 49 sharim. The 50th sharim of Moshe Rabbeinu was not masik. But the human being is able to be shaykh to 49 sharim, and you have 49 chalakim of the menorah. The 22 gevim are connected to the osios of the alphabets, 22 letters of the alphabets, which is our ticket into understanding Torah. And he goes through also the Muslim and the other, and the 9, 11, and the 7. But the most of the menorah is 49 parts. Can I get the 49 shari bina, which is shaykh for a human being? There is a one of the talmidim from the cheder of the Gaon. This guy's a cover. Big Talmud Chacham. He wrote you know, on everything: halacha, shuvis, yes, Kabbalah, all sorts of stuff. So he says here. Let's read you what he says. He says that the kinermis of the Torah or as a rem is nifla. Should emes luli matana yakara hazos. If not for the matana of the menorah. Chemda haganuza, shna chana nasan yisbarach l'torah sakadosha, that the Hashem Baruch Hu gave us this matana of the menorah in our Torah, ha'nolchem v'chashicha, we'd be walking in darkness. V'inoga lanu, leilich, v'nasiv yashar, we wouldn't be able to walk on a straight path. V'hanu nish'arm v'chashich mafil hazeh, v'asav yischach maliyana, we would be totally in darkness to be masik of Hashem Baruch Hu's chachma. V'hoyer nasiv derech nafshoseinu, le'or v'or ha'chaim v'nitzchiyim. Without the menorah, he says, we'd be totally in the darkness. We would have no sheikhs at all. But through the menorah, there is a way which we're able to start being masig Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. So I would say that these two inyanim you find also by Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who was mekabel toward Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he would, whatever the human being could be mekabel, he was mekabel. We said what he took, he himself had a difficulty to be mekabel, but eventually Kosh Baruch gave to him as a matana. He was able to take in the Gufa Shel Torah, which Kosh Baruch gave our world. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he's also unapproachable in a certain sense. If you're Megesh, say love, the Pasuk says. People couldn't approach Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to wear a masada on his face. It was too much. And he's beyond people, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who did the people relate to better? Aaron HaKohen. We know that the Pasuk says, when Aaron died, Kol Beis Yisrael, had the Avelos and Aaron, you don't find that in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah says in Avos, it says, you should be Talmidav Shel Aaron, be his Talmud. We don't have, I don't think, a Lashon Talmidav Shel Moshe. Talmidav Shel Aaron, you can be a Talmud of Aaron. What did he do? He's Ovis Shalom Rav Shalom, Ovis Beris Makar Mele Torah. He was able to be Makar of people to Torah, Aaron HaKohen. What's the Pshat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who is connected to the Aaron. And therefore, it was a Torah which was kind of beyond us to relate to. Aaron was the one who was kind of the menorah. The avodah of Aaron HaKohen was the menorah. We said, Barton Valoscha, Aaron's unique avodah was the menorah. And Mimela, he was the one who was able to be Makarav Abrios the Torah. That was the koch of Aaron HaKohen. The Pasuk says, Sifsei Kohen Yishmerdas, Torah Sashem Vachshem Mefihu. Who's the one you go to for Torah? It says the Kohen you go to. That's the Pasuk says. Then Sif points out a very interesting thing. He says that Aaron, of course, needed Moshe Rabbeinu for the Masorah. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was known as Kabbal Torah Har Sinai, so you can't start. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't get anywhere. You have to get the Gufa Shel Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. But once Aaron had it, in terms of the Koach of Chiddush and Darshaning, we even find an instance where Aaron HaKohen surpassed Moshe Rabbeinu. We find that Aaron HaKohen in Parsha Shmini. So we have the whole Maisa of the Sirach Atos. And Moshe was said, why did you eat it? He says, I can't eat it. We see that Aaron, when it comes to drashas, actually was able to surpass Moshe Rabbeinu in that, because Aaron's koach was to be able to take the Torah and make it usable for the human being, or Moshe Rabbeinu was coming from the koach of the Aaron, which is the Torah itself, in its pristine form from Shemayim. So you find that the Aaron HaKohen, he needed Moshe, because you can't have a chiddush, you can't have a drasha, you can't have a halacha without the Masorah Satorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. But once it's given over into the hands of Aaron HaKohen from Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to darshan something Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't even darshan. So but Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the Aaron, Aaron is connected to the menorah. And I think that's the pshat. It says Moshe is kasha. I'm making the menorah. He can't make the menorah. The Aaron has no problem making the Aaron. He can't make the menorah. Because what's the pshat? Because Moshe wasn't his chelik. His chelik was the chelik of the Aaron. That's his chelik. The chelik of the menorah, to be able to bring Torah out to people, that was the chelik of Aaron HaKohen, we're saying. So that's Moshe is kasha. He had difficulty making the menorah. I think it's the same pshat you find the Gemara in Menachos, that Because Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Kiva Shir. And Moshe Rabbeinu sits in Rabbi Kiva Shir. He doesn't, he can't follow Shir. And at the end, finally, Rabbi Kiva has a maskana. It's Lach Moshe Misinai. That's what he says at the end. And Moshe Rabbeinu was happy at that point. But he couldn't follow Rabbi Kiva Shir. What's the pshat? Because Lachora at Hagufa, Moshe Rabbeinu's chilek was Rabbi Kiva is the Shorosh Torah Shebal Peh of Drasha, of bringing Torah out to the masses. That's Rabbi Kiva. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is not shaykh to that. He said, what is all this pilpul and drushes and chidushim? That wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's chilek. So once he heard the end, it all looks back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Rabbi Kiva's chiddush is Moshe Rabbeinu's Zolch Moshe Misinai. It all looks back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu also, just like he's in Skasha and making the menorah, he couldn't understand Rabbi Kiva's shir. I think it's the same minyan.
How did he not understand it all?
Because it was the pilpul shibbol lechora was the pshat. The halacha was the halacha, and at the end that was Moshe Rabbeinu's halacha. He got it Har Sinai, but Rabbi Kiva's whole pilpul in the shir to get there, that was something which was not Moshe Rabbeinu's chilek. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara there. In the world of it's, we said that it says by the Aron v'asu, it says by the menorah v'asisa. So v'asisa is a lashon to yachid, v'asu is a lashon to the rabbin. So if it's all Torah, then Chazal said on the Aron, we quoted this before, Chazal said on the Aron that it says v'asu, says it in plural, because everyone should be zeichah to Torah, everyone should be involved in Torah, zeichah to Torah. So why not the menorah? So I would suggest maybe the pshat is the following, that when it comes to being the shaykhus of the Aron, which is this unchanging Mesorah Satorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is written in stone on the Luchos and beyond us, so there, no one has their own unique chiluk in that. Everyone's shaykhah equally, whether it's beyond us all equally or whether we don't know it all equally, but everyone's shaykhah equally to that. There's no. That's not the realm of Chiddush. It's not an individual realm of Torah. When it comes to the menorah, it's Vesisa. It's individual, because the menorah is actually a realm for individual chidushim. There's machlokes, ilil derikim chayim. That's the realm of the menorah. So there's an individual v'asisa by the menorah, which goes far beyond the v'asu of the aron, which is all inclusive of everybody else. In the realm of chidushim, so every single person is in the realm of chidushim, and it can be emes of Torah. Every single person thinks differently, and the Torah filters through their mind, and come out with the chidush which Baruch Hu planted in the Torah, and no one ever found until this very day when somebody in the base of so much found this chidush. That's a unique v'asisa. Everyone gets their v'asisa in the menorah. But v'asu, when it comes to the gufa shel Torah of the Aron, everyone's shy to that on an equal level. And there's no individuality in the Aron. But what's the pshat? The zer, it says, on the Aron. The Keser Torah, Chazal say, was on the Aron. That's where the zer was put on the Aron, not the menorah. So I would say it's the same word, though. What's the godless of any chiddush? What's the godless of any psach? What's the godless of any person's pilpul? The more it relates back to the actual Gufa Torah of the Aron, that's what makes it Torah, that's what makes it Emes. If a person says a Chiddush, but doesn't fit into the Mesoros, or the Pshat, or the Pasuk, or the Mishnah, it's a Checker, a Checker Gomer. The Keser Torah is that you yourself, you're Mepalpel, you Paskin, you say Chiddushim, everything you say, Mamish fits right back in to that Mesoros of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Keser Torah is only, it's contingent upon how loyal is your chiddush to the actual mesoros? If your chiddush goes beyond that and moves away chas v'shalom, so now you're saying sheker, not saying Torah anymore. The yinika from the badim. The more you're yonik from the badim, the more that your Torah comes from the Aron itself. That's where it's keser Torah. I think you can say another pshat also. There's a Rashi Baloscha, which every parish talks at length. What's the chiddush of this Rashi? What's going on over here? Any single sefer and parsha you find talking about this. It says that Raluso Saneros, Amupane Menorah, Yerushiva Saneros, Vyaskin Aaron, Amupane Menorah, Helener Sea, Kashur Sivashem's Moshe. So Aaron did as he was told. So Kash Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aaron you should go and light the Neros of Menorah. And it says Aaron did it. So Rashi says, what's the Pshat? So Rashi says, famous words, Lahagit Shvachlo Shel Aaron Shel Shina. It's to tell you the Shvach of Aaron, he didn't change anything. He did exactly as he was told. So everyone says, well, of course. I mean, like, what's the chiddush? And he told Aaron about tefillin. You think he put tefillin on differently? Like, he did. I mean, what's the chiddush told? Like, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? It's like shvach. It's exactly what he was told. So I'll say, I'll penis mahalach. You could say that if Aaron is the one who's connected the chiddushi Torah, the polish Torah, psak, the whole realm of human involvement in Torah. So what's the shvach in that? The shvach is loshina. If what you say is Mishana from Mesorah Satorah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Aron, then again, it's Sheker. It's Sheker Gomer. But if what you say is Loshina, Aron, he's involved in Menorah, He could pass, he could say the Chiddush, Kafter Meferach, he could say the Chiddush, but it's Loshina. Every single thing he said, it comes out, that was what was there in the Torah from the start. There was no Shinui involved in it. That was all part of the Torah which is given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's from our own personal melus, like that Medrash we quoted before, our own personal melus, our involvement in Torah. We are zochet to understand the Aron. We can, there's parts of the Aron we can access, parts we can get to. That's the power of a melus b'Torah, which Chazal will point out. So Aaron was told by Kosh Baruch Hu, don't be sad, you can't involve yourself in Chukos HaMizbeach, Chukos HaMishkan, because you're going to have the avodah of the menorah, and Shelcha Kaim La'olam. What you have is going to last forever. Forever, the menorah is going to be mayor, the neighbor's going to be mayor, Amul Panei Menorah. So what's the Indian? Of all these Kesarim, Kesar Kahuna, Kesar Malchus, which are connected, the three Yesodos of the world, the Torah, Baruch Chasadim. So which one remains with us? Did we say in La Shiraka Torah Hazos? Malchus is gone, Avodah is gone right now, all these Ksarim are gone. And what remains with us? Lazor Doros. Like we say in Slichos, in La Shir, Raka Torah Hazos. The only thing that remains is the Torah. Kesar Torah Shaykh to everybody at all times. Kosh Baruch Hu says Aaron HaKohen, your Chelik is not, if your Chelik was in the Avodah HaMishkan, and that was your Chelik, so that comes to an end. There's a Chorban, and right now that Kesser is not Shaykh. But your Kesser is in the menorah, and the Voda menorah is something which carries on through every single door. That's the Kesser of the menorah. It's interesting, you think about it. Chazal tell us that, you find in the Pasuk, that the Aron was Nignaz, that Yoshiyahu HaMelech, when he foresaw the Chorban, he was as good as the Aron. And when you're talking about things in Beginiza, it means that they're still around, they're just beneath the surface. They're latent beneath the surface. The Aron always was behind the scenes, always in the Kodesh HaKodashim, inaccessible. So now it got buried underground, also inaccessible. It's still there. And Rav Aaron spoke it many times, how the Indian of being Nignaz means that the Koach is still there. It's just not out before, but the Koach is still there. So we still have an Aron. It's still there, and the Koach of the Aron is still there. We still have a menorah. The menorah is Kaim La'olam. We're Mamshech that every single Chanukah. We still like menorah. The Panazeh, no other Avodah that we do besides a menorah. And that's the Mashmalos of the Ramban, and later Sfarim for sure talk about how the menorah we light in our homes in Chanukah, that's the Hemshech of the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. And the same setup which we had, Bizman and Mishkan, still applies this very day. There's still an Aron, it's still behind the scenes, there's still Luchos in there, it's Nignaz, and we can't access it, but there's still menorah, and that allows us to access Torah. And the Chidushei Torah, and the involvement in Torah, and the Havanas Torah goes on Midor Ador. That still remains with us very day. I was thinking about this, Lamaisa, how do we apply this more in our own lives? So, but beyond the fact that you have an Aron and a menorah in the Mishkan, but we talk about how there's also a Bevovim Mishkan Evna. And ourselves, we also have a Mishkan. We have in the Pasuk, V'Shechati B'Solchem, Chazal point out, that I'm not going to be Sheikhin in the Mishkan, I'm Sheikhin amongst you. And everyone has their own Mishkan in their own lives. The Pasuk says, there's something called Luach Libecha. Right, it's just kind of the luchos. Aron comes to the luchos. There's luchos in the Aron. We have luchos in our lave as well, and that we have the same job. We learn from a Kabbal Torah, and that which we do take in, that's the bechina of our own personal Aron. We take put it in ourselves. We have Torah that we learn, Torah which is within our neshamas. And Rav Tzadik points out that there's Torah latent in everyone's neshama, which is there, which you don't even know about, but the Torah is there. And the Torah that we learn, we take in, and we're maven. That's in us, and that goes on to luchos libecha. You have that etched into your hearts, and that's the aron in the person. And like a chilul is an organus, but there's another chiluk of that which once you've learned, once you have that Torah within yourself, so then you have to be able to let it out, express it, let it breathe chiyus and aron to the person. When we learned the Gemara recently in the third parak of Brachos, so it says there was a Talmud, he was a Balkari, and he was stuttering through his learning. And Rehu B'Seirah told him, "Psach picha v'yiru dvaracha. Shine out your words. Use lashon of or. Shine your words out." That's the lashon which was there. Yiru dvaracha. Because what's the pshat? When a person speaks out Torah, and when you refalpel in Torah, and you're mechadish Torah, and you apply Torah, that's the bechina of the or of the menorah, the kafta b'ferach. That's the meir dvaracha. So that's the lashon of the Gemara. This is yiru dvaracha. Here for a pasuk, the pasuk says pesach dvaracha yair. But it's the lesson that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira used to tell the Talmud. You have to speak out Torah clearly. Why are you stuttering over your Torah? So, it's our avodah to learn how to shine forth the Torah from within ourselves. We sit and we learn in yeshiva. We take in the sugyas, take in the Torah. But we have to also make sure that we bring the Torah out from within ourselves, we apply it, we're mafabel within it. And ultimately, the Medrash says, in this parsha, Baruch Hu asks, this is what Ravar spoke about this by Hanukkah, Hoyer Lefanai, that I want you, Klal Yisrael, to be mayor before me, because Baruch Hu wants us to be creating the light. And we create the light. We're able to have that light of menorah like shine out through those windows of the Mishkan and light up the world around us. And that's the ultimate goal of the Torah within. So you take the Torah within, Luchos Libacha, but then you have to be Psach Picha, V'yud V'racha. Yeah. Are we ever...